Good morning, folks. Here at So In, a production of the University of Southern Indiana's radio drama, we are taking it back. Back to the times around the Vietnam War. When life wasn't all it was cracked out to be, students, government officials, labor unions, church groups, and middle-class families progressively opposed the war. None more so than Daniel Wright, founder of the Padanaram. You may wonder, what in the hell is Padanaram? Well, let's begin.
Everyone, hurry on over. It's time to come together and find our way to God's land, where there's beauty and hope and love and hard work and sacrifice.
What is this man talking about?
Shh, listen to the man speak.
My mom used to tell me about this guy, Daniel Wright. She said he went crazy, sold himself to the Lord.
I've been a minister for years, trying to find my own way. I looked to God several times, wondering what was next. What else did this life have to offer me? Maybe not so much what it had to offer me, but what could I offer it?
Daniel was born in 1918, raised in a Brethren church in Iowa. Sounds like a bunch of cornfields and rolling plains. Anyways, he studied medicine briefly in Nebraska, later being ordained as a minister.
I want to be a minister one day.
Only men can be ministers, Eliza.
She can be whatever she wants, Mark.
It wasn't until one day when I was heading home for a ministry here in Indianapolis that I felt pulled to turn off onto this dirt road. I knew my wife, Lois, was waiting home with kids and dinner on the plates, but I knew I had to inspect this pool that I had been feeling in my gut, my heart, my body.
He would even dare to say he heard God's voice that led him towards this back road.
I arrived at this rural land, a settlement, where it's immediately felt like the Garden of Eden. I knew in that instant that I was meant to establish something here. A community of people and buildings and animals. Friendship and togetherness. I felt this was sacred ground, that man must tread softly here. Spring was everywhere, so beauteous and rare. This was his valley. I got out of my car at the bottom of the winding hill, and on my knees, a voice spoke to me.
Here men will take off their shoes. This is holy ground.
Was it just a big land of grass? What was so special about this place?
It was God's Valley, Rachel. Don't you remember hearing about it on the TV?
I don't believe it until I see it.
Daniel goes on to explaining his story, how he found this utopian world.
We call this new land Padanaram. Yes, Padanaram. Right here in Martin County, Indiana.
12 settlers moved to the rolling hills of Martin County, Indiana, to bring the work of building this new commune, later becoming the largest commune in Indiana. But that information is for later. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
What is a commune?
It's a group of people living together, where they share their possessions and responsibilities. They work, cook, and educate the young in order to eat and live.
Daniel Wright hated the idea of an organized religion. He was turned off by the idea. He was caught up on the immense gap between the rich and the poor. He always wondered why there are so many wealthy people in this world, yet men, women, and children are constantly left in the dark corners of society with scarce food, little education, and a low income. Daniel was always striving for perfection in a society full of empty talk. So he made a community himself, one where his values were interpreted, understood, and valued each day.
I tapped into early biblical ideas of communal life. The idea arose in my mind to construct a secluded, self-sufficient community. And this is when Padanaram was established. 12 other settlers, their families, and I moved to this area to begin our lives.
While Daniel continued his story, he asked the crowd of people visiting Padanaram for the first time to follow him.
Now, if everyone will follow me into the deep trees and land of Padanaram.
This man is so dang happy.
I cannot wait to see what is out there. I've been reading on this place for the past couple of years, and I finally get to see it.
Well, don't get your hopes up. I'm pretty sure it's just land with a farm and buildings and some people.
Before Daniel Wright walked any further, he turned to the group of men, women, and students and proclaimed,
20 years ago, I stood at this exact same spot and said to my lord, let this valley come into my hands, and I'll use it to for your people.
A rush of positivity overflowed the group of people. Daniel radiated with life. It was contagious.
So let's go.
Daniel walks the group of people through the woods to where they will step out to finally see Padanaram.
This is exactly what I expected it to be. Land and life and love.
It's literally a farm.
I think it's pretty cool.
People were taken aback by what they had seen. It was a small community of people working to support themselves. Living in the 21st century, this was not normal for most living situations.
Excuse me, Mr. Wright.
Yes, young one?
Are these people paid for their work?
Everyone in this community is paid with food, education, and togetherness. As a commune, we value work over money.
Sounds pretty boring to me.
Eliza, a young college student, visiting for her first time, felt inspired. As a commune, money is not of importance. Money is typically the reasoning for many problems in our modern world. Daniel knew this, so he built a community himself from the bottom up. It all started with simple faith, a mule, two used pickup trucks, and some donated farm equipment.
This all began when we bought 86 acres of land. Where there was only a small building where I and 12 other families had lived, we knew this wouldn't be easy. But with God's will, we can do anything. So we built our lives around this utopian world.
Daniel Wright, his family, and the other settlers built and grew the community. What once was two buildings and some land is now five homes, a chapel, a large farm, the community kitchen, and a school built on this land.
If there is no value in money, then how in the world did you afford to build all of this?
With the help of our community. There are no loans or mortgages. Neighbors help each other build homes with their own hands.
Sounds too good to be true.
But keep in mind, we work. We physically work each and every day. I work on the farm. My wife works in the kitchen. And my daughter is in education and teaching the young children in this community. With each person's help, we couldn't make this happen.
It was true. Each person in the community dedicated themselves to the work of their strengths. Typically, men worked out in the fields if they preferred yard work rather than teaching, and vice versa. They built this community on truth and wisdom. Each person in this community were valued for their hard work.
The challenge was to survive, and that's exactly what we did.
You say you don't agree with organized religion. Then what do you believe?
Ah, that's a fantastic question.
Daniel loved these questions. His goal is to share his opinions and values to others, not to push his beliefs on others, but to show them the goodness in the Lord.
We have principles that we go by. The first principle is, as one would that others do unto them. The harvest we reap are the seeds we sow. Everyone in the community lifestyle is neither rich nor poor.
So money is of no value.
That's right.
Interesting.
Our second principle holds all things in common. Count nothing one's own. All the pure rivers flow back to the sea.
The group of people looked at Daniel in dismay, these words not seeming to ring a bell whatsoever.
Materialistic inequality continues competition, conflict, and war, meaning peace on earth. On our good earth, will avoid mankind until it's demonstrated that all races, tongues, and people are a family on earth.
It seems quite peaceful when you put it that way. You could tell Eliza was amazed.
This place is awesome.
Daniel continues to explain the principles and values they live by. Everyone seeming to be mesmerized by this way of life, but not enough to live this way in reality, except Eliza. You could see the wheels turning in her eyes. Daniel continued showing this group of people around the community, walking them through the kitchen area where Aunt Lois's brownies were made, and through the fields where horses and cattle were raised.
I don't know if I could be dirty all the time. These people don't seem to shower that much.
Ah, shut up, Rachel. Just because you're a diva. They don't care about their looks as much as you do.
Daniel walked the group of people to the school, where his daughter Sarah was teaching. These students were taught at an individual rate, depending on their advancement in class. This is something modern-day schooling does not consist of. Eliza, wanting to be a teacher one day, felt a calling when learning about the education system.
I love this place. I love the fields, the life, the energy, and teaching system, the values.
Eliza, we get it. You're a hippie.
Eliza didn't care what Rachel thought. Although they were best friends, they definitely did not see life the same way.
I would like to show you one last building, the Sacred Chapel. Each week we meet in the chapel. We do not belong to a specific religion or belief, but we pray to the same God.
There was a rush of energy that overcame these people when the doors to the chapel opened.
This is my favorite place in the world. I came here every day to visit, and as a community, we only insist on coming to the chapel for prayers, at least once every Sunday. Sunday is meant for the Lord. No work, just prayer. Family and fun. Oh, and I cannot forget to... delicious meal.
He led the group to the front of Padanaram, where they would get in their cars and leave this community behind.
I just want to leave this here with you all. Love, hard work, and generosity makes the world go round. I invite all of you to visit again. Join us in our mission of life. Be one with us, a community, and we shall support you in your beliefs and values. As well, I thank you all today for being open to this utopian world of peace and sanctity.
As people were leaving, each student delved in their own perspective of the place.
Yep, not my kind of thing. Let's go shopping. I want this new purse from...
Rachel, shut up. I want some ice cream.
I'll be back. This feels like home.
Eliza came back a few years later, once she graduated college with her education degree. Daniel Wright taught her everything he knew, so that she could go on to teaching. He died 10 years later, where Eliza took over Padanaram. Padanaram now lives on still today.
Well, folks, that is a wrap here at So In, a production of the University of Southern Indiana's radio drama.